Hey everyone, my name is Jonathan. I'm the worship pastor at our Delaware campus, and I am so thankful for the opportunity just to continue talking about the topic of worship with you all today. In yesterday's Drivecast, Peyton talked about what worship is and why we worship, and today I want to talk to you about how we can worship. And I want to look specifically in the book of Psalms. So the book of Psalms is 150 chapters. It's actually a collection of five books, and various writers throughout the book of Psalms, about two-thirds of the Psalms that we know today were written by David. But specifically, I want to look at Psalm 150 today. It says, "Let everything praise the Lord." That's what the header says. And verse 1 says this, says, "Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness." We praise God because of who he is. We worship God because of his character, because of just who he is. And then we see a shift about how we can praise him in verse 3. It says to praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Hard stop. Okay, so we can praise God with tambourines. This is a great thing. I think let's reserve this for probably just our personal worship at our house rather than bringing those tambourines on a Sunday morning. But it is something that is biblical. It says we can praise him with tambourine and dance, praise him with strings and pipe, praise him with sounding cymbals, praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Then the last verse, verse 6, says this, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord." You know, I'll never forget when I was a kid. I was probably 5, 6, 7 years old, and I found out that I could sing. So my dad is a worship pastor, so I grew up in ministry, and I grew up around just music in general. And I remember there was a rehearsal happening or something, and I just started singing harmony. My dad was like, "Hey, can you sing this other harmony?" And something about like how I heard things, I could just pick out a harmony and start singing. It was just something that God gifted me with. And then I realized shortly after that not only has everyone not been given the same gift, but there's some people that can't sing at all. And I think maybe you're one of those people, or I'm sure we've all sat next to someone on Sunday mornings that, you know, they're making a joyful noise. We'll say that. But man, it's such a unique thing. This "let everything that has breath praise the Lord." It's so unique that God has created us with our own instrument, the human voice. And I don't want us to lose how the specialness of that on a Sunday morning, that we can all come together with individual voices, all individual people, and we can come together and we can sing truths about God. We can proclaim his great name. We can sing praise to him, and we can do it collectively as one voice together using our own instruments, our God-created instruments. But that phrase, "let everything that has breath praise the Lord," praise is not just limited to mankind as well. If we look back a couple chapters before in Psalm 148, it tells us that all of creation commands his praise as well. We see to praise him sun and moon, praise him the shining stars, this is the heavens, praise him the waters above the heavens, praise the Lord a couple verses down, praise the Lord the sea creatures in the depths. It says fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind, this is the elements, mountains and all hills, fruit trees, cedars, beasts, livestock, creeping things, flying birds. It says all of this praises God. And I can't help but be reminded of just kind of this, a glimpse of I think our future as believers in heaven. In Revelation 4 and 5, we kind of get this picture of where creation and us as believers, we're gathered around the throne. And I want to read to you from Revelation 5. In verse 11, it says this. It says, "Then I looked and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads and myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing.'" Verse 13 goes on to say this, "And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, 'To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever.'" And verse 14 says this, "And the elders, they fell down and they worshiped." We have the unique opportunity every week as we gather to practice what we will do for all of eternity, where we will gather around the throne and we will sing praise to the Creator of the universe. I want to give you some prayer prompts that you can follow today. One of those prayers could be this: God, you are worthy of our praise. Throughout your word, we see your power, your holiness, but most importantly, God, we see your love for us. We pray that our realization of who you are and how you love us will lead us to a life that is in total surrender and praise to you. And secondly, Lord, we ask that you would reveal areas of our lives where we are worshiping, where we're giving praise to anything other than you. God, would you reveal these areas to us? Would you help us remove them? And would you help us recenter our focus on you? And lastly, Father, we ask that you would help us to praise you in every area of our lives. There's one point of application that I want to give you today. Would you take some time, either today or this week, and specifically set time aside to use your God-given instrument, your voice, and to sing praise to God, worship God? Maybe you listen to Christian music in the car, you listen to Christian radio stations. There's nothing wrong with that, but would you intentionally seek out some worship music this week to sing? We've actually made this easy. If you look in the notes of today's Drivecast, you'll see a link to a Spotify playlist of songs that we do in our current rotation here at LifePoint. These are songs that are, they sing about the testimony of what God has done in our lives. They sing about who God is. They sing about his character. Would you take some time this week to sing to him?